Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina. The Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota. And numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 18th day of June, 2018. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *610 mute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 66 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 67 degrees today for the climate base. I see 666. Oh, my goodness. Bad. That being said, let's see what we're going to get into this afternoon. DHS Secretary Nielsen says, we will not apologize for controversial immigration policy. Boy, they're getting, they're getting ready to give our country away, and we're going to get into it when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, DHS Secretary Nielsen says, we will not apologize for controversial immigration policy. And they're this is the same bitch that gave all the H-2 visas out, 15,000 foreign workers coming in for the blue-collar jobs. See, it's all one big con game, people. And what they're trying to get is a notion here, I heard one of them say, what did they say, that Trump said that he was going to be tough on immigration. No, what he said was he was getting rid of every goddamn one of them. He was getting rid of DACA day one, and that, the wall was going to be built and there was going to be nobody let in here unless they came in legally, which there is no legal way to give our country over to foreigners. The immigration thing from the beginning has been a sham. A sham on the people who, fought and gained this country for us. Took it from a king. And it belonged to us. And all of a sudden, there was a class of people out there who could give it away. Who could give it away to their friends and their buddies in the lodges and the churches and shit. And now they're getting ready. I mean, this whole thing here, they're trying, oh, man, he ain't going to sign that bill. Man, he ain't gonna give Oregon away. He's only going to give Rhode Island away. Kind of shit. And that's a very good deal for us, the lying sons of bitches. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Christian Nielsen pulled no punches on Monday. Oh, boy, they're getting tough on these immigrants or these invaders. Monday, when defending the Trump administration's highly controversial immigration policies during a speech at a meeting of the National Sheriff's Association. We will not apologize for the job we do or for the job law enforcement does for doing the job that the American people expect us to do. Boy, aren't they controversial. Aren't they going out there and, breaking the mold and being, coming out and they're going to stop this shit. What a load of horse shit. Nielsen said during her speech in New Orleans, illegal actions have and must have consequences. No more free passes. No more get out of jail free cards. We've done let 90 million of them in here. So now we're going to really cut down on this. We're going to cut back on it. We're going to do something. Last month, Homeland Security began referring all cases of illegal entry to the Justice Department for prosecution. Why weren't they being prosecuted? A goddamn seatbelt. What will they do to you over a seatbelt? and that, a law that cannot even be inflicted upon you, an illegal jurisdiction, what will they do to you? For prosecution, Nielsen said that misinformation was being spread about the policy and that agents are not acting cruelly but are enforcing the laws passed by Congress. And it's just a freaking game, people. You know, I've been seeing it. I mean, this is the big story on the mainstream propaganda, Fox. Mainstream propaganda, Fox. Mainstream propaganda. At the detention centers down there with the it's a concentration camp, man. It's Auschwitz is what it is. You know, the lie of the goddamn, I guess, pump one lie with another lie kind of thing. But I mean, the concentration camps, the terrible things that were separating children from their parents. Man, go across this goddamn country and look what so-called Child Protective Services, another illegal agency of unelected goddamn goons, have been doing to the people across this country. They have no qualms. You don't even have to commit a crime. You can just refuse to let them put poison in your child, and they'll come in with a SWAT team and take your children away. And hey, nobody gives a shit. You know, you look across this country at the homeless and the people. I mean, I think about that kid in that goddamn drain there. I don't know what the hell they call them. Storm drains there in Las Vegas. I've told the story before. You know, you can't get that. You can't find that video online anywhere. And that was a mainstream production. But the kid, you know, he's there by his mom who's swollen with his sibling and the dad, but formerly middle-class people, Americans, you know, working middle-class jobs. And there they are living in a storm drain, and he's talking about how his sibling is going to be better off because mom's going to give it up for adoption because they can't keep the family together. They got to live in a storm drain. But hey, man, we got these, you know, goddamn pool tables and big screen TVs for these goddamn invaders, the people who count in this country, the people that this foreign occupation represent, the foreigners. She said past administrations asked immigration agents to look the other way when families cross the border illegally, but no longer. No longer, guys. We know this is a mirage of shit. They're talking about 2,000 kids in the last 6 weeks. 2,000, and you know that at least two-thirds of them are getting on across, or they wouldn't be trying it, okay? Just hand it over. But the whole idea here is to get everybody caught up in a mirage of shit to the way Congress is going to tell, oh God, Congress took care of it. They just let 11 million more of them be legalized here. They're swarming the border, but we're going to build a border wall. We're going to build fences anyway. And you'll see it's all going to work out for you in the end as the goddamn, I mean, this is the, they talk about the Democrats, you know, it's the Democrats' fault in this. But you know, it's the Republicans filing for this shit to get more of them in here. And this DHS secretary right here, this Christine Nelson, that was a Trump appointee, 15,000 visas a couple of weeks ago. Remember that? We're supposed to forget that though. We're not supposed to be able to see the forest for the trees. Nielsen said that releasing parents with their children amounts to a get-out-of-jail-free card policy for those in the country illegally. And, you know, it's been this way for goddamn, 30 years, people? You know, when you look at the situation, what it says is any child coming in this country, you can't deport them. You can't throw a child out. And then you can't throw their parents out because the parents came with the child. You can't separate the family. That's why, I mean, that's how they've been getting in here, people. The idea, have a court ruling, you know, from the communist courts. It says you can't separate the child from the family, from the parent, and you can't throw the child out. So what's that mean? That means open borders, from what I can see. That's what it's been, and there's 100 million of the son of a bitches here. That's why this whole idea of deporting everyone, when he first came out and said that, we said, bullshit. There is no intent. It's a frickin' lie. It was a frickin' lie when it was coming out of his lying mouth, and it's a frickin' lie today as we're watching it be revealed as the frickin' lie it's always been.
Henry, I read today an article. They're letting in 250 per day, these children,
mm-hmm.
per day.
Mm-hmm. How long does it take to add up until they outnumber us, Katie?
Not long.
Not long. And not to mention, I mean, when they get here, I mean, they have affiliated collectives here in this country. I mean, to take our wealth, hand it over to them, give them homes, give them our jobs, give them our the schooling, everything, you know, just it's freebies. But it still comes down to the core issue is that they don't have the authority to give our country away. That was not what we put a goddamn government in place to do, is to take our wealth and distribute it to the world. That is not, you won't find that nowhere in the original Constitution. And it sure as hell is a violation of the Bill of Rights, because the property in this country belongs to us as individuals. It's being removed without, well, that due process of law. That's why they don't want to talk about that Bill of Rights, because that Bill of Rights guarantees that due process of law to each and every American national who is having their wealth. I mean, when they bring these people in, they're taking from you and me, every one of us, and handing it to them, aren't they? Foreigners and the people that you're paying, I mean, that these outrageous salaries to these congressmen, these senators, these state legislators, local goddamn son of a bitches. I mean, you're paying them. Well, it's just like, you know, back in 2008, we were paying regulators to make sure that no junk derivatives ended up in our 401ks, because that's the only way we'd let them gamble on the big market, huh? Everybody lost everything, and sure enough, you know, there were junk bonds rated AAA derivatives and put into people's 401ks, and people lost every goddamn, oh, too bad. No big deal. We bailed out the banks 110 cents on the dollar and gave them all the properties back. And that's a very good deal for you, like this deal that they're proposing right now. You know, you got that dirty son of a bitch, Paul Ryan, that corporate lapdog, shit-eating, Jew-sucking bastard. And, oh, this is the Republican thing. I told you people back when you were doing this shit, when you were going out and believing that carnival barker, that you're voting for the Republican ticket. The Republican ticket is transfer of wealth to the top 1%. That's what they're about. And fascism, national socialism, Fabian socialism. That's what you bought into. I don't know nobody who's doing any better. Everything is getting worse in my world. I don't know about you people. I got to believe it, because looking at what comes in to help us here, I got to believe that our people are doing worse than ever. And that is the intent. The intent is to choke us down. You know, anybody who will sell out, man, if you'll sell out for that $50, man, they're there to pat you on the back. And they'll be patting you on the back and rubbing you on the head and calling you a good communist right till they lead you over to that ditch. Because in the end, the paperwork shows that everything they have done is a fraud. All the transfer of the wealth out of this country that belongs to you and me is a fraud. It's a prosecutable fraud. It is a fraud that could return that wealth to you and me. We have the wherewithal to do it. We have the guns. We have the people. We're just sitting here taking it like punks. We do not want to separate parents from their children. I know you don't, Nielsen. I mean, this same bitch, this is her taking the hard line this week, when last week she was handing out 15,000 H-2B visas so that 15,000 foreigners could come in here and work blue-collar jobs, people. But hey, man, forget about last week. They're coming down, and you see they've got a real tough stance going here. That's why we're all behind President Trump, you know, getting that DACA that he wants, that only, you know, that gets the DACA people in here and lots more visas and shit, because, and gets that wall built, because we've already got 100 million of the bastards here. Let's build a wall. It's time to build a wall. What you need is mass removal of the goddamn problem, then build a wall. Otherwise, what the hell are you building a wall for? They're already here. The occupation force is here. The people have been driven down. The American nationals have been driven down into poverty by this shit. And we're just supposed to sit there with, he's only going to give half of, only one state away instead of another state, instead of three states. And then we're working, and part of the promise, I've heard him say it, is we'll be working on the rest of the goddamn illegals here. You know, the 100 million motherfuckers that are here, as sure as I'm sitting here talking to you people. This is a sham. It is a production. It is a lie. It has been from its inception. The policy, which has resulted in nearly 2,000 minors being separated from their families over 6 weeks. This is what I'm talking about. If there was 2,000, now they wouldn't be coming up here and crossing the border if every one of them was getting caught. They wouldn't be coming up here if every third one was getting caught. I got to believe that, you know, 10,000 cross for every 2,000 that they get. And once they get in here, man, once them children are here. Man, I'll tell you, once they get into these goddamn communist communities like down in California, Washington, right here in Oregon, go up to Portland, Oregon, man, no, you come near them. Man, they have the safe, they have no end of the money that they can spend to protect these invaders into our country. We need to go and prosecute every one of these treasonous bastards. This is not a representative government. This is, you talk about taxation without representation, people. This is it. I mean, supposedly, I mean, when you was a little kid, you was taught that's what we went to war for, and it really wasn't. It was a lie, too. Everything that we were taught as children was a lie. We were born into goddamn communism. I mean, after, I mean, we've covered it here. John covered it. You know, Major Jordan and the goddamn Lend-Lease program when we built the Soviet Union. I mean, when we hell, World War II was to preserve international communism. That's, I mean, that's provable. Absolutely provable. And we financed it with the wealth of our country. And now, you know, it's come to the point, you know, we're just, they want to bring us down to the level of a goddamn a Honduran peasant. That's what they want to bring every American national down to, except for a handful. You know, the good old boys, they're right now, I mean, we talk about it quite a bit here about the, you know, the third element out there. You know, the good old boy Masonic Dirty Church cabal, the son of a bitches who had the rings from the get-go, who handed out this country to their buddies, who kicked it back to them and just built up what they call a ruling class in this country of significant people in contradiction to us insignificant people who are the majority in this country, who own this goddamn country. And now, that, I mean, it's just like on, I mean, even, but, oh, it's in here. Well, we'll just get down to that point, maybe. 2,000, let's see where we're here. Nearly 2,000 miners being separated from their families over 6 weeks has drawn sharp criticism from Democrats and even a number of influential, that must be a part of that ruling class, you know, these significant people, influential Republicans, including former First Lady Laura Bush, that whore bait bitch cow. Fuck her. Fuck you, Laura Bush. How's that? You're living in Kenny Bunkport, Maine, and your big ranch there in Texas kicking back. I'm sure that this is all just right with you, you two-bit whore.
Yeah, let her put him up on the farm there on the ranch.
You betcha. I'm sure they will, too. I have no doubt they have a plenty of them there working for them. I mean, you know, cleaning the house and I mean, well, you know, them kind of people, that's why they want them here, because they will avert their eyes and, you know, they will be browbeaten and treated like shit by the wealthy elite. That's the wealthy elite. That's their biggest problem in this country is people like you and me. People who just go, you know what, fuck you. You're nobody to me. You're just another bitch, Laura Bush. How about that? And your old man's just another, well, I won't say it on the air, but he's doing it. He's doing it every day, the low-life son of a bitch. I mean, these people come up and, I mean, they think, you look, you're standing right there beside you. Is it your clothes that you think make you better than me? Or no, it's your birth. That's what it is. Your dad was Bush is, well, here, what you got, like a grandpa here, there. He was making tanks for the Germans, wasn't he? Charged with aiding and abetting the enemy. War crimes. But of course his grandson would end up being president of the United States. And then his great-grandson, or it would be his son, ended up being president of the United States. And then his grandson. Of course they would. Par for the course, people. I mean, this is just so outrageous. I mean, every day we get up here and talk about it. You people understand what I'm saying. I'm preaching to the choir here. But every once in a while, there's got to be somebody new out there listening, just going, whoa, wow. And then it scares the hell out of them. It really does. Because if you have to admit, I mean, shit like this, Laura, but who in the hell is she? I mean, you got these people, you know, in this country, we had the royal wedding of goddamn Harry and some bitch from Hollywood, you know? And this, and they're going over there, oh my God, and like, where'd that come from? How do we get from there? How do we get from a goddamn king that did what he did to our people in these colonies and we had to beat their ass out of here up to us worshiping here, Prince Harry's getting married. Maybe he'll be our new crown prince for the United States. I mean, these people, this worship of other people, I don't get it. They put their pants on one leg at a time. Does anybody here think that this Barbara Bush is smarter than you are? Do you think she's got more get up and go, more aptitude than you? Then why, what the hell does, why do I give a rat's ass what this two-bit elitist whore thinks about anything? Let alone the giving away of my country. I mean, the Bushes, they got their plots. I mean, those people have never known a hard day in their whole frickin' lousy lives. They've kicked back and just enjoyed life, every generation of them. Just enjoyed it to the maximum enjoyment that could possibly be with a mountain of gold. And they're going to sit here and talk to us. Talk to me, because I'm sitting here saying, I want every one of these son of a bitches thrown out. If they're kids, they'll catapult further is all I see. And that's my, I mean, this is the roots of this country speaking. But this Barbara Bush says, I don't give a fuck what Barbara Bush says. She's a two-bit whore. She does it with donkeys. I don't know what to tell you. She makes me sick. She's not an American. She's gonna, well, she's bought herself a rope, sure as her old man has. I'm sure that she's been in enough duplicity to buy a rope, don't you guys? First Lady Laura Bush, who called the policy cruel. You ain't seen cruel, you dirty bitch. You don't see the cruelness of a, you know, across this country, Americans who can trace their lineage back to these colonies, living in frickin' tents, their kids dirty and cold, like the kid in the goddamn storm drain, having their siblings separated. Them families, they can be tore apart. They're just American nationals. And these elitist goddamn royalist son of a bitches like Barbara Bush, oh, they love to see it. They want to see, I mean, they just love to see you hurt. If it hurts you, it's good for them. But boy, she banned some foreign son of a bitch. Oh boy, oh, it's cruel. It's cruel is what it is, people. Cruel and immoral. Oh, gee, a Bush talking about morality? You war criminal? You wife of a war criminal who committed genocide on the Iraqi people? A blatant fucking war criminal? Killed children. I mean, what about that, people? Here's Laura Bush talking about the cruel and immoral treatment of putting these bastards in these goddamn holding facilities. Like I said, big screen TVs, pool tables, goddamn best food that money can buy, doctors, teachers, everything. But that we're being immoral. But when her old man goes over to Iraq, and I mean, I've seen those little kids, man. I'll take it with me to my grave. That next day of shock and awe, man. And I seen the people go, BW, the retards in this country. And the next day I seen this woman, she's just fucking wailing, man. She's got her hands in the sky just screaming, man, and wailing as they're loading these bodies of children. Laura Bush, you immoral whore. They're loading these children like cordwood into the back of this goddamn pickup, man. Your husband did that, bitch. And he did it with absolutely without a reason. On a lie that he created. And him and his cronies created. They didn't bomb nobody. Iraq didn't do anything to the United States. And they didn't have no yellow cake uranium. Proven it was brought up as a lie. They put that in front of the American people as a lie to commit genocide on the Iraqi people. On those little children I saw loaded in that pickup. As that woman wailed. Why don't you go talk about that, Laura Bush? You don't have no moral ground to stand on, you two-bit whore. Trump asserted Monday that children are being used by some of the worst criminals on earth. As I don't give a shit. I don't care for your phony fucking arguments. No more than I care about them when you're talking about my guns and my rights. You have no authority to do what you're doing, Trumpy. You have no authority to give it away, buddy. Even with if Congress says it's okay. None of you have the authority, you two-bitch piece of shit. Maybe, oh, I'm playing these games with this. This is like an argument of, you know, criminals won't be able to gun laws, so that's why we shouldn't have gun laws. No, you shouldn't have gun laws because you can't, because you don't have the authority. These son of a bitches, same people let them in here. Now they're our savers, and they're not going to get rid of any of them, but they're going to legalize them and get everything honest again, don't you know? Bullshit! Trump asserted Monday that children are being used by some of the worst criminals on earth as a way to enter the United States. He tweeted, if all you have to do, you son of a bitch, is to declare this what it is, an invasion, because it is. When they go back to look at this this history is passed and looking back on it, this is an invasion, people. What is going on in Europe is an invasion. When you have millions of people crossing a border into a sovereign country and taking over the body politic and taking over the country, that's called invasion, with or without a gun. And all he had, and you know that's the sickest part of it, because the war powers are there. I mean, they're illegal as hell, you know, the way they're being used on the American people. But I mean, in an emergency, I mean, goddamn, if there is an invasion in your country, all he has to do is just give the order. I guarantee it. Bring the army here. I mean, bring the army in and say, Army, remove that invasion from this country. However you have to do it, get on it. Because everybody's watching. And he could do it. I mean, it's not lawful, but it is within the dictatorial powers. I mean, the Congress, we could go hang every one of them for participating in this. They know that. I mean, what they're doing, they can't even do this, what they're doing lawfully. None of it's lawful. The lawfulness left a long time ago. That's why it irks my ass to hear them talk about the Constitution. Everything they want, it's constitutional rights, Constitution is a dead document. Has been for a long, long time. It has been breached to the point that it is irretrievable. It can't be fixed. It was so flawed. That's another thing. They're trying to get that out. Because the Constitution, when I was growing up, I was there too. I mean, somebody has said, it's been goddamn good 15 years ago. Somebody had said something against the Constitution, I'd have just opened up on them. I'd have beat the shit out of them. Didn't know no better. I mean, been taught, the Constitution is a piece of shit. It was written by aristocrats that wanted to rule over the rest of the population, period. And it was deliberately had open subject matter that they got to interpret. And it was only because there was a handful of knowledgeable people back at the time who saw it, and you had the people who just fought a war who understood it pretty goddamn well. They were out there killing people over it. It's, no. We didn't fight a war to get us the same aristocrats that were ruling us in the colonies, now our new ruler. That ain't what we did it for. I believe Lexington Concord kind of emphasizes the fact that we did it for our rights, so that we would have our individual rights and freedom and be able to own property. So, what they said, you're going to have this Constitution, we're putting this Bill of Rights, we're going to come and shoot you. You got a choice. You put this Bill of Rights in there, this is the law that will govern this Constitution, period. You cannot touch it. You cannot change it. Read Article 9 if you have any doubts. You can't touch it. You can't change it. And this is going to govern your Constitution, rich bitch, Laura Bush. But they come out, Constitution, like I said, I'm sick of hearing the goddamn word. What a worthless, one of the sorriest documents ever constructed in the history of man. But they think they can get that patriot, that thing in your chest, and go, "What's the Constitution? It's a piece of shit. It's like I said, it's one of the sorriest legal documents ever constructed in the history of man. It's a piece of shit. It's worthless." The Bill of Rights, on the other hand, was constructed by geniuses who understood what these dirty bastards once wanted to do with the rest of us. They understood what this 1% wanted to do to the rest of the people who had won this country and owned it. They wanted to take it. That's why Thomas Jefferson mentioned you might wake up homeless on the continent your grandfather, your forefathers conquered. Yeah, that's a very good possibility. And you knew it at the time, you aristocratic piece of shit. Anyways, we're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Tell me quick, said old McPhee. What's this all have to do with me? I spent all my time at sea, a loner. Is there something else I should know? Something hidden down below? The level of your conversation. Well, it turned away before the answer. To hear it became too clear. Constant doubt. Everything I asked about seemed private. The captain strolled the bridge one night. I stopped him in the evening light to ask him would it be all right to join him. Well, he stood there like some idol, and he listened like some temple, and then he turned away. All along the faithful coast, we move silent like a ghost. Timeless sea, a tireless host possessed us. The wind came building from the cold northwest, and soon the waves began to crest, crashing across the forward deck, all hands lost. I alone survived the sinking. I alone possessed the tools on that ship of fools. Ship of fools. On that ship of fools.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It's 12:36 Pacific time, and that was Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band with Ship of Fools. And man, aren't we adrift with one? Oh, man. Anyways, let's go to the next article. This one here is just, I could sit here and scream about it all day. Let me see what we got going here. Thousands of DACA recipients with arrest records, including 10 accused murderers, allowed to stay in the U.S. Well, yeah. I mean, this is what we said from the beginning, man. I mean, it's not we told you so anything. This is just so God. It's like all the rest is shit. I don't see no learning curve here. We told you not one of them was going anywhere. They're doing the same shit Obama did. It's just, you know, they passed the torch. And now they're, you know, they show a few arrests here and this, like this shit right here. This whole production that we're watching here, this whole WWF production, Democrats versus Republicans, is designed for you to swallow what you, I mean, how many years did Obama try to get this very same thing? And the ones before him tried to get it. They're back to Reagan, who got it last. And then people saw, this is a fucking sham. They just want to let them in because, well, they want to drive it down to slave labor in this country, period. That's it. Nothing else, okay? They want the rich, filthy, rich aristocrats, and the rest of us, see, we got too surly. We were, you know, people, they would, could, I mean, coming across this country when they couldn't keep an eye on every goddamn one of us 24/7, people could actually build some wealth. That's why they had to get rid of the goddamn ability to own wealth in 1933 when they got rid of this gold standard. That's the last time an American national could own anything, unless you're an aristocrat. Then everything is chartered through the Catholic Church or somewhere where it does belong to you. Allodial title. Of course they're letting the murderers loose on us, man. That's why they brought them here. They had to, I mean, you have a police state, you have to have a reason for it, don't you? And before they started pumping foreigners into this country, hell, there was no reason for no police state. Hell, there wasn't hardly much reason for a local sheriff and a deputy, was there? They had to create a problem so that then you could realize that problem and scream, help! And then they, well, we'll give you the solution because we are about the general welfare of the country. You know, that dirty, shit, rotten Constitution thing. I mean, God, the way it's been praised, and I look at it, man, I read it, and I just like, God damn, this is a sorry act. Well, actually, for the intent of the document, the intent was to have an aristocratic ruling class in this country. And for the intent of it, the open subject matter serves it quite well. But for a people that were going to have a restrained, limited government, I mean, got a sorry-ass contract. I mean, I've written contracts, people, and I guarantee you that is the sorriest-ass goddamn contract. I mean, if it wasn't for the Bill of Rights there, the Bill of Rights was made for, I mean, the anti-federal, they saw this shit. They saw the flaw in the contract. And it wasn't no flaw. It was deliberately put there to create a ruling class over the rest of us. And they said the only way we can stop it, we're going to have a Bill of Rights for everybody that says there can't be a ruling class over the people that can arbitrarily take their possessions from them, that can turn them into slaves. So the Bill of Rights was attached. Nearly 60,000 immigrants with arrest records, including 10 accused of murder, have been allowed to stay in the United States under the Obama-era Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals DACA program, the Department of Homeland Security revealed Monday. They're revealing this stuff and going back and forth. And see, by the time that they get exactly what Obama could never get, what they mean, how many times they try? They'd always say, we just can't pass. We just can't do it, people. Well, there is a way. If you could con the people into thinking that we're actually trying to hurt each other doing this, they hate our fucking guts. They'll go for it. If they think it's going to hurt us, they'll go for it. That's how Trump got in there. I mean, you had all the son of a bitches that he was going to serve, that he was going to turn trillions of dollars of your wealth over to. That, oh, we don't want him. Don't have him. No. We don't. No, Trump. He can't be president. The poll numbers say it. Everything says it. No, he can't. He just can't. Oh, yeah, they must hate him. He must be going to hurt them. He must be going to hurt them people I'd like to string up by their necks until they're dead. I'm going to go vote for him because I still got my vote. And boy, they've been pushing that, haven't they? The old vote again. Boy, it's the only way you're going to stop those communists is go vote, people. You got to go give some more consent. That's how you stop them, by giving them more consent. That makes perfectly sense, good sense to me. Allowed to stay in the United States under Obama, huh? According to DHS, 59,786 DACA recipients have been arrested. But see, this is the argument they want us to get into here. Oh, you don't want them because there's a bunch of them getting... No, we don't want them because you're taking what belongs to us to give to foreigners. You can't do it. You're taking what belongs to us, denying us procedural due process. You have no authority to do it. That rag shit Constitution of yours never gave you no such authority. In fact, the Bill of Rights says you can never have any such authority under that rag shit Constitution of yours. Understand? But this is here, like I said, this is like everything else. Like they did this, they were successful with this for so many years. Like with the guns, you know, the thing, and always there was the adversarial thing. And boy, you know what? They got to take the guns, but we didn't let them take the clips, those bastards. You see what I mean, people? This whole argument, I don't give a shit how many of them has committed crimes. Why in the hell were they here in the first place? Who's responsible? That's what they don't want you to look at. Who's responsible for these fucking murderers being in our country? Who is it? What are their names? Where do they live? Because they need trials. They have committed treason against the rest of us. They need to be tried and they need to have their necks stretched. And the rest of this shit's irrelevant. And it really is completely irrelevant because it's not going to make any difference in the long run now, is it? Of course they've released murderers. That was their intent. It's like they go down to Honduras and flying MS-13 gang members up here to put them in your community to hack your kids up. We need our hero police. We need more hero police. And when you get the hero police, goddamn, they're beating people down. They're American nationals. They come straight at you, and the drug gangs and MS-13, they just run wild, hacking people over. Yeah, we see that, but goddamn, do you have that seatbelt on? Approximately 7.8% of all who have been approved to remain in the country under the program since it was created in 2012, of those, 53,792 were arrested before their most recent request for a so-called, I mean, it's just all kind of a running joke at the rest of us, isn't it? I mean, you think of what they do to you in their goddamn, these admiralty courts taking your goddamn money. imprisoning you again, you know, without due, I mean, they can't give you due process of law because the goddamn courts are gone. But the bottom line here is what they do to you and then just, you know, just come out here and yeah, you know, they're kind of just turning a blind eye to the gang members coming in here and the murderers, or to turn a blind eye and release them right back on you. It's a running joke. The DHS statistics do not indicate how many of the arrested immigrants were convicted of crimes, nor do they indicate whether charges were reduced or dropped. They also do not indicate how many arrested DACA recipients were deported as a result of the conviction. And we know right up here in this courts in Portland, the judge is letting them out the fucking back door to make sure they don't get deported. Come on, people. You've been invaded. The goddamn, you know what? It's entrenching in your country. That's what's going on now with all these delays. And, you know, he ended DACA, but courts are, won't let it in. So it's really still going on. Nothing has really changed. Nothing is stopping. But what they're doing, we told you this when, I mean, it's when DHS, Department of Homeland Security, and they came out with a National Security Agency, you know, the spying on everybody. And, oh, they were going to defund. Remember, oh, Rand Paul. Rand Paul, we're going to defund. You can't do that. This is illegal, man. You talk about violating that fourth article. Man, you can't. You just cannot. Man, I'm glad we found out about this. You know, they're spying on every goddamn American, every keystroke, every phone call, every email. And, oh, it's got to stop. And it didn't stop. And it was refunded, remember? They were going to defund it. But it was and now it's just, well, I guess that's just how America is, huh? I guess it's entrenched, like we told you. That's all this shit is here, is just to entrench this idea. They are no one, these son of bitches are going nowhere until you and me put them out. That's all there is to it. There's no notion of it. All of this is just a billion-dollar con game being played in front of it because we're so fucking stupid we don't know up from down. Francis Sissina, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS director, told Fox and Friends, ooh, Fox and, you know, they're the, they talk about the mainstream media. I love that. Oh, well, the mainstream's doing this. You phony son of a bitches. There's nothing more mainstream than Fox and Friends with Hacey Peckerwood and then the Jew whore in the middle and the Jew on the end. Elitist sons of bitch and pieces of shit is what you are, Fox and Friends. The agency wants to release as much data about DACA as possible for public and lawmakers to be informed. You know, they want to put a mirage of shit out there. And now the mirage of shit, you know, maybe they'll get rid of 10 of these goddamn murderers. Well, we're going to put the 10 murderers out. Okay, that's good. Okay, we'll take the 100 million other son of a bitches you put in there. That's a very good deal for us. We didn't want to have no goddamn lies. We didn't want to be happy in this world. We wanted to turn over our nation that belongs to us, that we inherited from our forefathers. We wanted to turn it over to those fucking third worlders. I can't see why we didn't do it sooner. I would like people to keep in mind, rather they do, I would hope that we as USCIS would be able to turn down these people. No. You can't, it's like, you know, all the goddamn, this concern for these little, these goddamn invading little bastards down there in the goddamn detention centers. Goddamn, they don't care about that little boy down in the state, that American national down in the storm drain, talking about his sibling going to have to be adopted out because his family was destroyed by the goddamn derivatives fraud committed by these very same son of a bitches pumping this goddamn slave labor into your country. They don't want to talk about that. They don't give a shit about the people. I mean, where's the concern for the 100 million people out of work in this country? The people living in tent cities and on the goddamn streets. But no, we're concerned about some goddamn little bastards down there at the goddamn Texas border. You see, goddamn it, the air conditioning, it only takes it down to 60 degrees and they want it at 65. You know, it's just something just ain't right. The big screen TV, man, it's not big enough. The pool tables, people. They don't give a shit about us or about our children. They want to see us all dead. They want to see our children enslaved. That's why they're pumping this garbage up here from the goddamn South. I mean, like I said, and all these same son of a bitches coming out here and, oh, but they're little children. I heard it even on Fox and Friends, the der doop de ders on Fox and Friends. I heard them talking about, oh, this is just so terrible that children should have to be separated from their parents. God, across this country, how many kids have been ripped out of loving parents' arms for no goddamn reason other than the communists wanted to rip them out of their goddamn parents' arms so that they could put them into Child Protective Services, which is run by a pack of fucking pedophiles. They'll put our goddamn children in a house full of fucking pedophiles to be raped and beaten and abused by pedophiles, but they're really concerned. I mean, when you can't do that to these goddamn foreigners, you're just, you see, you're a low life goddamn American national. If there's just some way to kill you, like rats, you know, there's some way to extinguish this nasty problem that these people are. But these wonderful, you know, these son of a bitches who are, they're goddamn peasants, peons, pissants. That's what, they're so goddamn important. And like I said, not to mention, I mean, even Trumpy here, or even these Hayes, Peckerwood, and the bunch on the goddamn Fox and Friends, you know, talking about, I mean, goddamn, I mean, the murder that's going on in this world. How many children are killed with our drones over there in Yemen and in Syria in a day? How many children have been shot, just fucking shot by the goddamn Israelis sitting out there just plinking them with their goddamn rifles at the Gaza Strip? But they care about, man, when it's these children are important, you see. And those other children, those children I seen there in Iraq, stacked up like cordwood, and they just tore it, dropped daisy cutters on a goddamn Baghdad. I mean, just beat the whole goddamn city into rubble and killed all these little children. Just, I mean, not even, not targeting anything. You're there to destroy a civilization, and you did it. And you killed those children by the thousands and thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. But, these children here now, there's a problem here. These are little Honduran children. They could grow up to be MS-13 gang members, don't you know? Real pillars of the society. So, I mean, we have to be, I mean, this whole thing, people, I'm telling you, if the outrage isn't getting out, I'll tell you why, because they've taken over the net. You see the goddamn things with the Fox and CNN and all these, see, this is going to be all you're going to be able to get on the net. Pretty soon it'll be Hayes, Peckerwood, and Abby Huntsman. You know, her daddy ran for president, that two-bit Jew whore. And then the little Brian Kemble, that little goddamn Jew whore down on the end of it. They come up and tell you about the mainstream. They don't get no more mainstream than that, people. But, oh, man, these poor children. God damn, they don't give a fuck about your kids. They don't care about your kids. They get hacked up by the MS-13 gang members. Oh, they'll give it lip service, and they'll tell you about a shit like this. And this is why they're working real hard to get you a real good deal in giving your country away to foreigners, don't you know? Oh, let me see. There's another one I wanted to hit real quick, maybe. I can find it. Yep. Nope. Well, where in the hell was that? What the hell was it? Here it is. Here is what they think of you. You know, as far as taking care of what's you know, the responsibilities to you. As Social Security and Medicare go bankrupt, U.S. gives $10.5 million a day to Israel. Well, yeah, they do. They give it out all over the goddamn world. It belongs to you and me. But they're giving out, and they broke. The problem with Social Security and Medicare is that Billy Clinton used it to balance the budget with the lockbox. He unlocked the lockbox and balanced the budget on the backs of the goddamn baby boomers. And now those baby boomers are coming to fruition. They're getting old. And goddamn, if we could just take them out and kill them, you know, it'd be the humane thing to do. And we could replace them with them little bastards down there on the border. We could take one old American national like me out and put a bullet in the back of his head, kick him over in the ditch, and replace him with one of these goddamn third world peons. Boy, that would work out good for the goddamn elite who want to. I mean, the thing is, the chickens are coming home to roost. Everybody's understanding this shit, and they're seeing them. They're not like you. You're not going to blend in with this. We understand. We're insignificant. We know what insignificant looks like. We know what significant looks like. And we've got it all separated out in our minds. And you significant sons of bitches, you are the ones who have done us dirty. You have gone beyond doing us dirty. You have committed high treason. You have done every dirty act in the book. And, man, we want to hang your asses. You can't blend in with this. It's like this Donald Trump thing. My God, when I was going through it, I'm just like, what the hell are people thinking? This isn't your buddy down the street. This isn't the guy that works down at the hardware store. This is an international goddamn playboy with the guy that's a real estate mogul. And like I said, Mitt Romney, it was just like, well, no, of course he wasn't going to get elected. Hell, he's the head of Bain Capital. He's a goddamn billionaire. He's one of the billionaires that broke the country in 2008 that helped commit the derivatives fraud, shipped all our goddamn factories out of the country, and we paid for it. This is one of them guys. And there ain't no goddamn way that guy's getting elected. I guess we must have wanted Obama to finish out his terms, huh? So we put this goddamn asshole, but then you follow it with another elitist billionaire asshole. There ain't a dime's, in fact, Trump's probably worse than goddamn Romney. But, oh, he's one of us. He's saying he talked to us about immigration. See, he understands. He understands me here in my blue-collar world. And then I see all these goddamn Mexicans come and take my job. And he's coming up till he's going to get rid of every goddamn one of them. And I'm going out and voting that man in. I believe and I think Jesus Christ sent him. I really do. If he ain't Jesus Christ himself. And here we are, people. As the United States government admits that Social Security and Medicare services are going bankrupt and will both be completely depleted within the next 16 years, American taxpayers are giving around $10.5 million to a close ally that is routinely accused of human rights violations. Say it ain't so. Say it ain't so. The latest report from the Social Security Administration revealed that, you know, we never should have needed. We didn't need no goddamn communist Social Security food. None of the shit did we need, people. Our country is filthy fucking rich. There wasn't that many of us here. You know how rich we were before they started pumping foreigners into this country? Per person, what we owned of the richest piece of real estate on planet Earth. We were all like Saudi princes and princesses. That's how rich we were. How rich we are. But they come in and, I mean, now it's just like this. We have these goddamn peasant dole programs for the old folks that we created back under the communist Roosevelt. And the, this scam, I mean, it made it clear up into the 80s, and or the yeah, the 80s there. And then goddamn Billy Clinton, he went in and just, you know, they hail that son of a bitch. He only president in all these years to balance a budget. Well, how did he do that? Well, he took the lock off that Social Security account that was never going to be touched for as long as the water flows and the grass grows and there are stars up in the sky. It will never be touched. And he opened her up and he cashed it in. He put IOUs in there. And now the people are saying, well, you got the IOUs. We need our, well, you're breaking the goddamn country with us having to pay you the money we stole from you. You see, that's going to break the country. It's got to stop. It's got to be stopped. We've got to reform it. What we got to do is reform it until, well, you get nothing. All that money was paid in. We just stole it, you see. And that's the way they do it. They come out and they show a bar graph. You know, this is how much a big old chunk has to go to entitlements, they call them. No, this is what you stole. This is the IOUs you're paying on because you took our fucking money out of the lockbox and you paid off your goddamn debt. I mean, you paid the budget. I mean, you balanced the budget with our freaking money. Trillions. But they show it there. Oh, this is what's killing us, people. It's having to pay this for the Social Security. No, you wouldn't have had to pay. The Social Security paid for itself. You took the money. You're paying on IOUs. That's what that big chunk is because you, that's how much you stole from us. Not to mention all the rest. Every goddamn, that debt, that $21 trillion debt. You know the $21 trillion that's just missing? You know that belongs to? That belongs to you and me. That's our goddamn, that is our American dream. That's our goddamn good life here in our country that our ancestors left us. That's it. And they're sitting there, well, goddamn, you really, son, you owe a lot of money. Each household owes $63,000. No, we don't. You owe each household $63,000, you lying son of a bitch. You think that we just don't understand the basic concepts of goddamn how things work? You were a corporation. You borrowed money from us. You went fucking bankrupt. We take all your assets, and you still owe us the money. But the way it turns out here, what they're telling you is that when this derivatives fraud happened in 2008, well, they borrowed the money. You had to borrow the money from them because they're the ones with the, that have the currencies. They run the currencies. So you had to borrow the money from the thieves. You had to borrow the money from them to pay off their fraud because they can't go bankrupt. They're them. And you're you. They're significant. You're not. So you paid off their bankruptcy. Now you owe them that money you borrowed from them with interest. How would it, I mean, Jesus, are our people that stupid? What, I mean, a third grader, if you put it in simpler terms of apples and oranges, we go like, no, bullshit. I lend it to you. You owe it to me. I don't borrow it from you to give to you and then owe it to you. But that's what happened, people. Right now, our great grandchildren are endangered already, and they ain't even been born yet. As soon as they come out, they're going to write out that goddamn stock certificate, put it on the market for your child's life. Everything should be belonging to them for their life that belonged to them as an inheritance, it goes right into the court for them to spend it some more, for them to put it on their mountain of gold. And it's just, we're sitting here watching that mountain grow. It's our goddamn wealth. And we're just sitting here just with our eyes open. I'm kind of hungry. Think I'll eat a soap, goddamn one of these Tide Pads. I mean, geez, people. It has to stop. I mean, at some point, we have to just say, fuck this. We got to have reality here. This shit ain't mixing. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, man, I don't know. I mean, I'm getting to the point where I ask people, I go, are you really that fucking dumb? You can't do basic, arithmetic, you know, pluses and minuses. You can't do that. You can't see when you hand something to one person that that person has it and you don't. And if you're supposed to, if it was some kind of a lending going on here, you're the lendor. That's the lendy. And that then again, you owe them what you just lent them. Plus, you see what I'm saying? That is the word from the trenches. Damn straight.